from NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm guest announcer Cecil Baldwin with musician Julian Villard. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg!
Hello, everybody! Thank you, Cecil. It's always a treat to have Cecil Baldwin here, the voice of Welcome to Night Vale with us. We have four brilliant contestants here. They are currently trying to achieve that delicate balance between staying hydrated and not having to pee on stage. Soon they're going to play our nerdy games right here, and then one of them will be our big winner. And our special guest is the food and wine expert from Queer Eye, Anthony Porofsky. Yeah. So if you haven't seen the show, Queer Eye is kind of like Captain Planet, except for instead of summoning a superhero to save the planet, the elements of food, fashion, grooming, design, and culture come together to get a man to take a shower. Big news. Yeah. I have to say, I've learned two big things from watching Queer Eye. One is, you gotta moisturize your beard. Even if you're a woman, you gotta get on that. Two is, the answer to all of your food woes, avocado. That's the answer. Yep. Don't know how to cook? Serve an avocado. Feeling angry and distant from your family? Smash an avocado. Feeling lonely? Dress up an avocado. That's your friend now. Yeah. I think Anthony is the dream date, right? He cooks, he loves dogs, he looks like John Mayer without actually having to be John Mayer. We have some great games in the show. We have a game inspired by James Bond. Remember when Daniel Craig came out of the ocean in that small bikini and gender equality was achieved? Do you remember that? I think my favorite Bond movie is where Bond tries to use his medical insurance to see a specialist in the U.S. It's called Dr. No.
This pharmacy's taking forever. My copay costs forever.
We also have a game featuring, we're going to read love letters to bodies of water. Now, that sort of begs me to make the joke, there's plenty of fish in the sea, but are there? We're all on Tinder. I mean, I'm married, so I'm not on Tinder very often, but when he's sick, you know, when he's sick. All right, you guys are awesome. Let's play some games, everybody. Our first two contestants will play a game about words with Greek origins. It's like our other word games, but with feta cheese. Let's meet them. First up, Monica, to you. You're a graduate student studying neuroscience.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're working on a study to see how people respond to fail videos?
Well, the idea is you're watching a fail video.
Yeah.
Someone gets hurt in a presumably hilarious way. You might feel good and bad about it at the same time, because on the one hand, it's horrible that this person just like impaled themselves between the legs on like a railing on their skateboard. But on the other hand, it's so funny. If you ask them, like, what did you think from watching this fail video? Different people might say, that was horrible. Like, that person just got hurt. Someone else might say, that was so funny.
How do you respond to those videos?
Half the time. It really depends. I need to wait long enough to make sure that the person, like, hasn't actually broken any bones. I have definitely seen some videos and gone to Google after, like, person in so-and-so video, like, did they get hurt or not? And then if they're fine, then it's great.
It's true. We need a where are they now fail videos.
Yes, please.
Monica, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Your opponent is Till Monti from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You have many jobs. You're primarily a registered nurse, but one of your other jobs is as a bouncer at a live event space that does everything from podcasts to death metal bands.
Correct.
So how often have you used your skills as a nurse when you're working as a bouncer?
It works the other way as well.
But pretty
often. And there have been cases where I've put people in an ambulance and they've gone to my other job.
Yeah.
Not like I've put people in an ambulance, but they've had to... happen to need to get it some further medical attention, and I've put some sticky notes on people for
sticky
my other
notes
job. Yeah,
on
just
people?
Be like, this is from me, because I know they were going to my other hospital. But so I usually work with the after effects of the fail videos.
So
Till, when you ring in, we'll hear this. Monica and Till, whoever has more points after two games will move on to our final round. This is a multiple choice guessing game. We're going to give you an English word with an obscure Greek origin. You are going to ring in and just select the correct literal translation. Here we go. Does the word encyclopedia come from the Greek for A, tome of answers, B, training in a circle, or C, tiny baby bicycle? Monica.
I'm going to go with B.
Training in a circle?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. Oh.
Does the word Europe come from the Greek for A, thin neck, B, broad eye, C, a good idea, in theory? Till.
Broad eye.
That is correct.
Does the word melancholy come from the Greek for A, melon-colored collie, B, green gills, or C, black bile? Till.
Black bile?
Yes, that is correct. It's a holdover from old-timey bad medicine. It was thought that melancholia was caused by an excess of black bile in the system.
Does the word cynicism come from the Greek for A, handsome beard, B, white dog, C, not voting because Sparta and Athens are just the same anyway? Till.
White dog.
That is correct.
This is your last clue. Does the word sarcasm come from the Greek for A, Peter Sarsgaard yelling into a chasm, B, stripping off the flesh, or C, bearing of the fangs? Till.
Stripping off the flesh.
So interesting. Yes, that is correct. Yes. It comes from sarx for flesh and turic for to cut. All that to just be like, ugh.
Yeah.
All right, Cecil Baldwin, how did our contestants do?
That was a great first game. Till, you are in the lead.